Speaking of Cork, I was in Cork at the weekend. One particular place we went to still has this this quirk that I'm not sure if people are loving anymore. And that is where when you go in, they don't hand you a menu. There's a QR code on the table and the menu comes up on your phone. Have you come across this at all?
This was news to me. I haven't experienced this. Now, I haven't been out in restaurants all that much.
Yeah, I haven't come across it in Waterford, but I have seen it in a number of places. And during pandemic, I suppose, the idea was is that you don't want to be handing people menus that hundreds of other people had been handling. And a lot of restaurants had to laminate their menus and then they had to wipe them down and spray them after each time.
Yeah.
So this was obviously a time-saving technique for the restaurants, that they would just put a little QR code on the table. I've seen it in hotels a lot.
Yeah, I can understand why they were doing it. I'm not sure whether I would like it to be the thing from now on.
So if people haven't seen this, QR code is the little sort of a black and white square that you see in lots of different places. So it would be on the table.
It looks like a drunk crossword.
It does. It'd be on the table. You go in with your mobile phone, you take a photograph of it, and it brings you directly to the website. Now, the only thing that I found about it is that you go into a restaurant and everybody's on their phones. And
anyway,
you're thinking,
yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, look, everyone's on their phone. And then you realise, oh no, they're actually just ordering.
I don't know. I liked being handed a menu. Menu and being told what's on the menu by the waiter or waitress when I sit down at a restaurant. I'm not sure whether I would be in agreement with this long term. The internet is divided, obviously, as it is about everything. But like on Twitter, people are saying this is okay, well and good for you if you're tech savvy. But, you know, people are saying their parents or their grandparents like to go out once a month or whatever. This is not going to suit them. My nana still has a rotary phone, says one user. You think she's going to have a smartphone for when she goes out to a restaurant?
Yeah, there is I suppose.
If you had the option, if you went to sit down at a restaurant table and there was the QR code in the middle, but still a waiter or waitress came over and said to you, do you want a menu or our QR code is there? Which would you choose?
I have no problem with the QR code because
I would choose a menu every time.
No, see, I don't have a problem with the QR code because I would generally, if I'm going to a restaurant, I'm going onto their website and I'm checking out their menus before I go anyway.
Okay.
And I need to do that because I need to know what the vegetarian option is. And if there's no vegetarian option, I ain't going to that restaurant.
Right, I get you.
So I've already been on and I probably know what I'm going to have before I go to the restaurant anyway. So like, hold your menu.
You're okay either way. But we'll put that out there this morning on our text line 083333397. It's a thumbs down. Let's get through some of the WhatsApps that are coming our way. My sight isn't the best, says one texter, so trying to zoom in and look at a menu, no, would take the enjoyment completely out of the meal. Menu every time, says somebody else. I love my smartphone, but I like talking to the staff about what's on the menu. How's the chef about taking or adding in something to a dish? And I don't usually need my glasses for a menu, it says.
Yeah, other people are saying it's a great idea to have menus on the phone. Saves putting more stuff in the landfill, cuts down on, you know,
there is that
paper waste and all of that.
You would like to believe that paper only will be used and it will be recycled and discarded in the responsible way. But
it seems, though, that the kind of general consensus is that, OK, if you do have the QR codes on the table and you have to look at your phone, that if there are people in the group that might be sight impaired or something like that, or might need a bigger print or a bigger font, that they can ask for.
Oh, for sure. I think that would have to go without saying. Sure.
But you have them as a backup.
Exactly. Most people would like to leave the phone at home, says somebody else, and get out for a nice meal without being on the phones. And for older people, a menu to look at and study is nicer, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, because I did notice that in a few places. When you walk into a restaurant, the first thing I noticed was like, oh my God, everybody's on their phones. But what everyone was doing was they were looking at the menus.
Mm.
They weren't particularly being rude and being on social media.
Yeah.
And on that, someone says, I think we're losing the art of communication. I always want my children to look the waiter or waitress in the eye and order, be pleasant, etc. We can't lose that art of speaking to people, in my honest opinion. Have a great day, guys. That is so true. I always say that to my daughter if she's in a restaurant, you know, and ordering, not to be looking down at the menu when you're talking to the waiter or the waitress, to actually look them in the eye and say, I would like this, please. Thank you very much.
One more for now. I hate the QR codes in restaurants, says this WhatsApp message. They use this method in Australia for the last few years. Also, after ordering, you tap on your phone on a pad on the table to pay too. Yeah, I mean, at certain fast food restaurants, you can pay on a big screen when you go in now, which I hate the idea of.
Why though?
Because you go to your counter, you order what you want from a human being.
You shop online though?
Yeah, but that's different. That's you're choosing to shop online. But if you go into a restaurant, there are people there whose job it is to serve you. you know?
So it's the lack of work you're giving the people who work in the restaurants that bothers you more so than anything else.
Well, like somebody else said, we're losing the art of communication. Like
But we are in general anyway. You know?
Like, imagine going into a restaurant and not having to communicate with another human being, even though somebody is there actually cooking your food. There's somebody else there to take your order. There's somebody else to lead you to your table. What is the, like, we might as well just have robots doing this.
But it would be nice to hear from restaurant owners on this, because I'm sure it does cut down on a lot of the legwork, maybe that be, you know, in a busy restaurant. Maybe it's just easier or handier.
They're having to pay some online company to do the QR thing in the first place. Some company is charging them for hosting their menu on their phones.
Possibly. Let us know.
If you haven't spotted by now, it's a definite no from me on the QR codes. One more text on the QR code menus in restaurants. One person says they felt like they were on their phone the entire night out.
Well, not all night, because you're literally, it's just the menu, and then you order, and then the night starts. No.
Well, yes, I suppose it does. But we got another text from Eamon. Thanks for the text on 0833333975. The phone QR code, etc., ultimately leads to lesser employable jobs. For instance, we're seeing automation in banks, car parks, supermarkets, restaurants. Where will it stop? People need to earn money to be able to spend it.
Yeah.
It also takes personalization out of the transactions, which I wholeheartedly agree with.